Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring in discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Shams. Now, there is a narrative which has a different chain of narration, but the text is the same. One of these chains of narration is recorded in Al-Wasit, which is Bahari's tafsir, and the other one is recorded in Salafi's tafsir. The texts are the same, but the narrative has different chain of narration in both these sources. Both of them are reported by Uwayy ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, as far as Al-Wasit's text is concerned, it reads, "Man qara surat al-Shams fakannama tasaddaqa bi kulli shay'in tala'at alayhi al-Shams wal-Qamar," which means that a person who recites Surah Shams, it is as if he has given in charity everything on which the sun and the moon have arisen, which of course means everything found on this universe, on this world. So it is as if he has given that thing in charity, and the reward of that charity will go to him if he reads. This of course is the reward of reading Surah Shams. Now, as far as this narrative itself is concerned, it is regarded to be concocted and fabricated by Hafiz ibn Hajar, and perhaps the reason is that it contains two very, very suspect and weak narrators, and one of them is Harun bin Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following comments. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says, "Laysa bishay," and at another place his words are, "Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu," and Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says, "Laysa bihujja," and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani regards him to be khairu siqa, and Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be za'iful hadith. Imam Bukhari says that he has been abandoned by authorities, and similarly Imam Nisai also says that he's matruk, he's been abandoned. And at another place Imam Nisai's words are, "Laysa bisiqa walla yuktabu hadithuhu," and Abu al-Qasim al-Bughvi says, "Za'iful hadith chiddan," he's extremely weak in matters of hadith. And Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash regards him to be matruk, and at another place his words are kazzab, that he's a liar. So perhaps on the basis of this data, Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be concocted and fabricated, and thus it cannot be established. The other narrative is found in Salafi's tafsir, and this is extremely weak as well because of the presence of a person by the name Mu'ammal bin Ismail. So Mu'ammal bin Ismail, about him we know that he is laysa bihujja fi Sufyan Sauri, that whenever he relates from Sufyan Sauri, he cannot be relied upon. And this particular narrative also, we find that Mu'ammal bin Ismail is actually narrating from Sufyan al-Sawri. And the other comments about Mu'ammal ibn Ismail are, thus for example, Abu Hatim says that he is saduqun kasirul khata, that although he has been to be regarded to be truthful, but he makes a lot of mistakes. Imam Bukhari regards him to be munkarul hadith. So of course, Imam Bukhari's comments also besmear his character in this regard. And Ibn Hibban says that he makes errors, and Yaqub bin Sufyan says that whenever he narrates from people, it is essential that people of knowledge should abstain from him, because innahu yarvil manaqir an siqat shuyukihi, because he narrates manaqir from his very, very reliable shuyukh. And Saji says that though he's truthful, yet he's kasirul khata, he makes a lot of mistakes. Similarly, Ibn Sa'd says that he's siqa, he's reliable, but he makes a lot of mistakes. Ibn Kane says that he is yukhti, which means that he makes a lot of mistakes, and he errs a lot. And Darqutni says, siqatun kasirul khata, that although he's reliable, yet he makes a lot of mistakes. Similarly, Muhammad bin Nasr al-Marwazi says that if Mu'ammal bin Ismail narrates something in which he is singular, he's alone, there's no other corroboration, then it is essential that it should be abstained from, because he is Sayyul Hifz and Kasirul Ghalat, that he has a very bad memory and he makes a lot of errors. So on the basis of this, we find that Mu'ammal ibn Sufyan, Mu'ammal ibn Ismail, who is found in this narrative, makes it to be a narrative which cannot be relied upon because of his weak memory, and because of the fact that he makes a lot of mistakes, and because of the fact that we have no other corroboration of this narrative which is a reliable corroboration or a corroboration which can be correctly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all in all, we can say that this narrative also cannot be regarded to be correct, and we cannot also accept the narrative which is found in Al-Wasit's tafsir, in Al-Wasit, because of course, as I said, the details about the narratives which are found in that narrative also, as Ibn Hajar says, make it to be a concocted narrative. The best way to reap the blessings of a surah, as I always point out, is to read it with a good translation, is to understand its message, is to reflect upon it, is to ask other people to reflect on its message, and to communicate this surah to other people. This is how we can reap the blessings of the Almighty, or the reward of reading this surah. As far as this narrative is concerned, it should be totally disregarded. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.